This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This is Nate Valvo.
Hi, Catherine Ebony here.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
Hey guys, this is Matt Mitchum.
I'm Jason Ball.
This is Joe Wallison.
Like, I learned more things from Hide and Seek, for God's sakes. School didn't provide it.
Not something that I listen to on a regular basis.
You certainly want something a bit more reliable, and whether Hide and Seek is the first place you should start.
Oh, wonderful.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. Hide and Seek is the show. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
And a couple of years ago, we met this fellow, Keo Lin, who is a photographer. He was talking about a project and looking for subjects of that work. And it has all come to fruition. It's being launched on the 25th of September at Hairs and Hyenas. The project is called About Face. Keo, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, you've also brought along Daniel, who's one of the subjects of the book, and also John from the Australian GLBTI Multicultural Council, who are supporting this project. Good evening, guys.
Hi.
Good evening.
So, Keo, tell us a bit about a book, about life, about face, sorry.
Well, life's good, that's that. Well, About Face was a project that explores masculinity, culture, racism, beauty, identity, and bathrooms.
So it was an easy project.
Not really. The whole process has been so difficult, and I'm just so glad that it's coming to it's done. It's there for the public to enjoy.
So what's the basic premise of the book?
The basic premise is to explore multiculturalism in an Australian male context, because you know, like, visually here in Melbourne and in most parts of metro Australia, that we get to see lots of different people from different countries. But something that I noticed in the last 7 years living here is that we tend to stick to ourselves quite a bit. Like, for example, when I was a uni student, I tend to stick with my fellow Singaporean classmates from Singapore. And so I just feel like, is this, like, what's the thing that's really, like, sort of like inhibiting us from actually getting to know one another and hang out with each other a bit more?
And John, the Multicultural Council came behind this project. Tell us a little bit about why that was.
Well, it basically fits within everything that we do. We cover the GLBTIQ community, and we cover multiculturalism. We're the peak organisation for that. And it sounded like a good idea, and we wanted to support Keo in something that covered bringing together the variety of cultures that he's done in a similar way to what we do in other aspects of our organisation.
So Greek and gay and Aji lesbic and
Halam. Aji lesbica.
Aji lesbica.
Halem.
Are all members of the council?
No, they're not official members. We don't have organisations as members, just individuals.
Oh, okay.
But we work with
them.
With all the organisations. Yep. Like at Midsummer, you'll see us have a big stall.
And, yeah.
We'll have most of the multicultural groups in there, if not all of them. As well as at Chill Out and other events. We put on our own joint events with the groups.
And it's really about bringing everyone together.
Yeah. It's basically uniting all the cultures, regardless of our differences, and working together to try and educate two streams, one being the gay and lesbian community about multiculturalism.
Yep.
And diversity in that.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.